This show is brought to you by ERN. Entertainment right now.
Well, you're listening to Ink Radio. Thanks for joining us. Ink Magazine on newsstands everywhere. The website is there 24/7 for you to watch videos, read stories, or listen to the radio. This podcast. There's also another podcast called Ink Uncensored. Caution. Foul language. I'm joking. It's the editor's roundtable, you might say. Fun stuff. I'm Alan Taylor. Greg S. Reed is here. I want to give you the website in case you're interested in finding out more about this interesting man. It is keynotespeaker.tv. And he's written so many bestsellers, and he is one of America's highest paid keynote speakers. And he shares his stories from stage to the people that are listening to, in these keynote speakers. You're one of America's highest paid keynote speakers. I love this about you, but don't go there yet. We're going to get there. I want to know how you got involved with the Napoleon Hill Foundation, and because what an amazing opportunity that was for you. Who gets paid to travel around and interview the most interesting people in the world? What an amazing job.
Yeah, you know, it was a godsend. Needless to say, there's a mentor I had named Charlie Tremendous Jones, and he had this quote. He says that you are the same today as you'll be in 5 years, except for two things: the people you meet and the books you read. It's who you hang out with. It's what you put in your head that determines your character as a person. Well, he had a foundation he was putting together before he passed away and asked me to serve on this board with the who's who. I will not name drop, but they were amazing people. One of them happens to be the CEO of the Napoleon Hill Foundation, where he and I befriended each other. And Charlie gave me kind of the wink and the nod and put me in and gave me an opportunity to kind of follow in Napoleon Hill's footsteps to show how his messages, just like you said, have stood the test of time.
How were you an automotive journalist? Or I'm sorry, were you a journalist at that point in time in your life already?
Oh, gosh, no. In fact, I owned an advertising corporation for 20 years. It's so funny. I always joked about people saying I'm the least qualified guy to do what I do. So I'm probably the most qualified because I'm not so caught up in exactly how it has to happen. So I went from a very unconventional point of view. When I started interviewing amazing people, I didn't ask them how cool they were, or rich they were, or successful. I asked them, like, you know, did you ever want to quit? You know, what was it like through your struggling times? Hey, how was your mindset when, you know, this thing happened? And by really digging down deep, I got to the core essence of who they were as a person. And also by doing that, befriended many of these people, which now are my peers and associates.
What an amazing thing. What an absolutely amazing thing. I mean, and this has changed your life. I mean, so today's conversation is really, it's going to start with, you know, who's Greg Reed? Because I think, you know, all my friends and listeners should know who you are and what you do. It's going to enhance their lives. But how did this enhance your life?
Oh, man, I'll tell you one thing. You know, I used to be a quitter. I mean, I quit everything. I quit sales, marketing, marriage. If it got hard, I'm out the door. And so I started writing these books about stickability, the power to persevere, and 3 feet from gold about not giving up before the miracle happened. And by, like I said, making these people that I was interviewing now my peers and my mentors, all of a sudden I start having that same mentality. And now not only am I not a quitter, but I stick every single thing out. But here's the big key I learned. I don't say yes to everything. What I do is I've learned to be very specific in which I agree to. And that's what these successful people do. They choose their battles wisely. And by doing so, I can commit and see everything through from start to finish.
It's interesting because as we go through our lives, as we start to meet amazing other people want to work with other amazing people. And then those opportunities come, and you're right. You have to learn how to say no, thank you. And, you know, maybe not right now, which is a hard thing for people to do. And I'm one of those people too. I have never known how to say no, and I would say yes to everything. And then it actually would bury me. And all of a sudden I was completely useless at a certain point. And I heard the president of Ford Motor Company say something that was very interesting. He says, "We have to shrink to grow." And I went, wow, that's a heavy thing. And it was, you know, the auto industry went through a tough spell there around 2008. And, you know, General Motors were being sued. And I mean, all these things, bankruptcy. And the head of Ford says we have to shrink to grow. And I think a lot of people, they think that when you have to shrink, it's because you're failing. But the reality is, I think that's where people are using wisdom. All right, we have another commercial break. We got to pay some bills. As you know, this is show business, Mr. Producer, filmmaker, author. So many good books, and we're going to talk about Stickability and 3 Feet from Gold right after this. We're talking with Greg S. Reed. This is Ink Radio. James Blunt, one of my favorite songs. Stay with us.
My life is brilliant.
This show is presented in part by Dodge. Born Dodge. We'll be right back.